Okay, today's daf is Sukkah, daf Mem Dalet, Sukkah Mem Dalet, as we continue here in Lulav Arava, the fourth parak of Meseches Sukkah. We are on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We'll start with Esvei. We are in the sugya of Arava, whether the mitzvah of Arava is a mitzvah of Netila or a mitzvah of Zekifa, standing it up in the Beis HaMikdash, or is it the mitzvah of Netila, similar to Lulav? So we mentioned a couple of the sources already. Remember, the mitzvah of Arava is not mefurish in the Torah anywhere. We had a machlokas earlier, back in the third parak, on Daf Lama Gimel Lama Beis, Lama Dal, Lama Aleph, going into what is the source for Arava in the Torah. We're going to get back to this, but the Gemara brought a machlokas between Abba Shaul and the Chachamim. Abba Shaul says the source for Arava in the Beis HaMikdash is from the plural lashon of Arvei, Arvei Nachal, Arvei Shtayim, says Abba Shaul, Achas Lulav, Achas LeMikdash, and the Rabbanan said no, it's based on a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. That was the machlokas, what the source for Arava is. Because it is not mefurish, that is why our Gemara has mentioned already, and we'll mention again, Bez Hashem, in a minute, that we try to be mefarsim that it is min haTorah. Because whenever the tztukim, those who only believe in Torah Shebach Sav, emphasize a certain area of halacha, we try to emphasize it the other way and try to show that they are wrong and you can't exist without Torah Shebaal Peh. So we have another example right here. Esvei, about 10 lines up at the bottom. Again, trying to prove, the Gemara just answered that the reason we wouldn't make a zecher is because the mitzvah is only bizakifa. The mitzvah is not benetila, and because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so there is no reason to have a zecher. So is that really true, that the mitzvah is only bizakifa? So we'll ask another question on that. Esvei, 10 lines up at the bottom, lulav docha es haShabbos b'tchilaso va'arava b'sofo. Lulav is docha Shabbos b'tchilaso, at the beginning of the Chag, as we know on day one, and arava b'sofo, and arava on the last day, as we mentioned. Once we needed it to be doche one day to be mefarsim that has been a Torah. We don't do it day one because we don't want people to think that it's just nigrar after the mitzvah of lulav. We don't do it any of the other days because once it's not day one, so we just do it on day eight. So that's why arava b'sofa. Pamachas chal shvi'i shel arava lios b'shabes. One time, Hoshana Rabba, Shvi shel Arava fell out on Shabbos. As we said earlier, that cannot happen according to our calendar today. That's what the Ritva says already. That Bisman has it, we don't have that. Veheviu merbio shel Arava me Erev Shabbos. And therefore Chazal brought the long Aravos from Erev Shabbos. Vehinichum ba'azara. And left them in the Azara before Shabbos. Vehi kiru bohen baitusim. And the baitusim, like the tzukim and the baitusim, they saw what was going on, and they, remember, did not believe in Arava, because it was either halacha Moshe Misinai or based on a drasha. So what did they do? They wanted to mess up the rabbis. So, v'natlum v'kivshum tachas avanim. They took them, and they put them under a bunch of rocks. How would that prevent the chachamim from doing the mitzvah? So Rashi explains that the rocks were muksa, and therefore the chachamim would not be metaltel the rocks, and therefore they would be stuck. They would have these aravos under the rocks, they wouldn't be able to get them. That's what the Baitusim had in mind. Remember the Rambam that we've mentioned in the past, in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, in the Pirush of Mishnayos, who explains the tzedukim and the Baitusim, where they came from, and why didn't they just reject Torah totally? Why they believe in Torah Shebach Sav? The Rambam explains, because if they didn't accept any part of Torah, then they would have just not been accepted by anybody. Nobody would have believed them, and nobody would have followed them at all. If they're totally sheker, right? There has to be a little bit of MS in order for there to be an achisa, and then the sheker can expand, right? So what Rashi says is a Barshas Shlach, where Rashi says when the Meraglim came back and said, Ephes, right, that it's true that the land, there is Vaskla B'dvash, but you have all these problems. Why they start off saying a phrase of truthfulness? Because Rashi says, because to have an achiza, sheker has to have a little emes to start off with it. So that's why the Sukkim and the Baitusim, the Rambam explains, they accepted Torah Shebach Sav. Because if they would have rejected everything, then nobody would believe them at all. They wouldn't have been able to have a following, even one person. So that's why they accepted Torah Shebach Sav. So, says the Gemara, that they put the Aravos underneath these rocks, and what happened? Lamachar, the next day, Hikiru Bohen Ame Ha'aretz, Ame Ha'aretz, who weren't so familiar with all the halachos. Rashi explains, they didn't know all the Yisurei Tiltol. They didn't know that all the halachos of of Muksa, and they did the Rabbanon a favor. They took them and they said, what are these rocks doing on here? They took them out from under the rocks. Maybe they didn't dafka touch the rocks. Maybe they did tiltum and atzad. They did it in a side way, right? With moving the muksa machmas gufa, moving the rocks, not even touching them. Vishipta mitachas avanim. Vehevim akohanim. And the kohanim brought the arabos. They were able to do the mitzvah. Sounds like from this Gemara that the kohanim have to be the one to stand them up. Right, that is the machlokas we showing him here. Hey, vium hakohanim, the kohanim. Rashi quotes here, dafka the kohanim on the first wide line. The Yisrael wouldn't be able to because the Yisrael aren't allowed to go bein ha'ulam v'lam mizbeach. But so it says, kohanim went v'zikvu v'zidi mizbeach and stood them up on the side of the mizbeach. Why did the baitusim do this bechlal? Lefi she'ein baitusim modim shechibat arava dochas haShabbos. Because the Baitusim don't believe in this avoda, and they don't believe that it is Docha Shabbos. So, Alma, what do you see from this whole story, though? That the Rabbanan took it, and we're going to go around the Mizbeach with it, says the Bar Gemara, Alma Benetili. So you see the mitzvah is Benetili, it's not just Bizakifa. Right? You see that they were all going to walk around. Rav Rashi quotes, Umidiktani Chibut Arava, Michlau, the fact that it says Chibut, what does Chibut mean? We'll see, it's a Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says it's waving, Rambam says it's banging. But either way, from the fact that the Brisa uses the Lashon of Chibut, Michlau, Debianot Lerosa. It's clear that they took it in their hands and they shook it minanim umakifin balkonim asav esbeach raglayim, and the kohanim walked around with it and then they stood it up. So you see, the mitzvah is benetila and not just bizakifa. So the Gemara says tiyufta. You're right. Okay, so it's a knockout, right? Really, it is a mitzvah of netila, not a mitzvah of bizakifa. Stop there for a minute because two more words. Ela nidchu. They go back to the question we asked before. The only reason we came up with the answer that the mitzvah is only bizakifa is to teach me why it's not docha bizmanazet. But if you say it's benetila, so we're back to the question earlier. We should say it's docha, right? We should make a zecha lemikdash, and we should be docha at least on day 7. So we're going to be back to that question. First, let's just make a ha'ara, and that is the Maharsha notes here. What were the baitusim trying to do? They put the Arava under the rock, so we wouldn't be able to take the Arava because of the issue of Muksa. But why wouldn't it, it's in the Beis HaMikdash, why wouldn't we just push it off because of Mishum Mitzvah? Mishum Mitzvah, you should say, the Isser of Tiltul would not apply in this case. Right, so why would there be any problem, ask the Marsha, in this regard, of getting the Arava out? Right, the Chazal were mokim there, in the Beis HaMikdash, they were mokim their din d'rabanan, Mishum Muksa, even B'makam Mitzvah. So says the Marsha, it must be the Yesh Lomar to call Dover She'efshar La'asoso Me'erev Shabbos, Asur La'asoso B'Shabbos, Afilu B'Isser Tiltul Avanim Dahacha. It must be because you could have, and they did it. It wasn't their fault. They did it before Shabbos. But any act that can be done before Shabbos inherently is not going to be Nitcha Mishum Mitzvah. Masha'en Kein, in a case where there's the Isser Tiltul of Lulav, which you can't, you have to be Metaltalit on Shabbos. Right, there's no, right, once you, yep, that's the whole mitzvah. So, he says that's why it would be different there. But something that you could have done before Shabbos, even if it's not your fault, why now it's undone, still the Marsha says, you wouldn't be able to be Docha Shabbos. The Aruch Laner here says, I have a totally different shot of the Gemara. What does it mean? The Gemara just says, Shimtum Tachas Ha'avanim. He says, I have a problem. He says, Lo Yadati Miyachrichu L'Rashi L'Farish. I don't know why Rashi has to explain that this is an issue of Muksa. What did the language of the Gemara say? It says they put him under the rocks. So Rashi says, and therefore they can't move the rocks. He says, Zolashim Kavshum Shehu Tamnum. Kavshum sounds like they hid them. That's how I would translate it. Mashma Sheratzu Shelo Yiru Osan. The point isn't Muksa. The point is they wanted to hide the Aravas. So the Chachamim would walk into the base of Mikdash and not know where they were. They put him under the rocks. Nobody would see them. Avalosha Yadu Shelo Yucha Lataltalam. V'chein mashma miloshen hikiru shelo haya hadaver begalui. Right, the language in the brisa, the amearis were makir them. What do you mean they were makir? They walked in. Of course they were makir them. They were visible. The answer is they weren't visible. Maybe they were sticking out a little bit, but they were makir. The ode, and then he says how did we explain the brisa that the amearis at diltul min atzad, that they pulled it out and the rocks fell off? So why wouldn't the chum be able to do that? Tiltul min atzad is muksa for muksa machmas gufo. Right, if somebody leaves something on their bed and they want to get into their bed, so they mukhtar, leave the shaver on their bed, so they get into the bed and the blanket, and it falls off by itself. Told them about sad. Right, so that's mutter. Right, so why is it only the Ami Haaretz? So explains the Arech Laner based on these and other questions, and don't tell me it was a basis. Velule divrei Rashi anir lafarish, that it means that they hid them so they wouldn't find them. That's the pshat. Not an issue of muksa. It's an issue of not finding them. That by tusub timnim shol yimsum bezdin aval ami aretz shahayu sham ro heker bo avanim v'yedo shetamnu sham, and therefore v'shimta mitachas avanim dahinu shachzu ba'arvos v'shimta mitachas avanim davli avanim tildom anatzad v'chulu. But the issue was that they hid them so they wouldn't be able to be found. And he just notes, after that he says, why were there rocks in the Azara? There were no extra rocks just lying around the Azara. Kasha davanim ba'azara minimsu, delays at tzorach yeh ba'azara, gal shal avanim, lahatvin tachteim arvio shal gova yura alaf hamos. They were very big aravos. You gotta have a lot of rocks to be able to hide under. So then he says, another pshat. They did hide them, but avanim here mean the tiles. The Ritzbaso Azara, that's what they did. Shetimnum tachas Ritzbaso Azara. Sheviyadu. He says, this is the issue. Shevadai lo yitaltalam lomachar avanim shal Ritzba. Why? Tahavi mishum bone visoser. Shehu av malacha. Not an issue of muksa, but if they hid them under, this has come up before. Remember the Mishnah Shkalim, that one of the tiles was loose, and they knew that's where the Aron was under, and then the person was about to tell his friend that he dropped dead in the base of Mikdash. So he says, that's what it was. They must have loosened some of the floor tiles and then stuck it under there, and that's why they knew that the Chachamim wouldn't take them. But the Ami Haaretz, now Hikira makes sense, and the fact that they were Ami Haaretz makes sense, because they weren't worried about this malacha. V'shimto mitachteyem ba'ofem shlo akru avanim imkoman, ala mibshim tiltu be'emes lo haya asur, v'chulu, and he continues. But he says, I think that's the pshat of the Gemara, different than just the muksa issue. It's either in terms of hiding issue or in terms of bone of a soser, in terms of the floor of the Azar. Okay, so the Gemara says, well, back to the question, three lines from the bottom. If the mitzvah of Arava is binetila and not bizakifa, so why didn't we have a zechel mikdash bizman azeh, just like we have for lulav on day one? So the Gemara answers, kivan da'anan lo dachinan, in hunami lo dachu, because in the galus we're not doche, because as the Gemara says, we are not bekiyim, we're not experts in kfiyah diyarcha, at least we don't treat it. We treat it as if we're not bekiyim bekfiyah diyarcha, as Tosfos said later, Tosfos said yesterday, in hunami lo dachi, so therefore, they also, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael who are bekiyim, they also are not doche. We don't want to have different minhagim for Bnei Chutz La'aretz and Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So what about Sukkah? Lulav. Right, we just said Lulav, day one is Doche. So where it says no, Amri, this is what Tosfos referred to, the Maskana of the Gemara. Right, so they also are not Doche, meaning Bezman Hazeh. As we know, even day one, even in Eretz Yisrael, Lulav is not Doche. Lulav is not Doche Shabbos. Right, Rashi says on top, why not? Shelo la'asos Yisrael agudos agudos. Rashi says, so we don't violate losis godadu. The Isser, losis godadu literally does not mean that. Losis godadu means not allowed to mark yourself or score yourself in pain, in mourning. But Chazal Darshan, in the end of the first parak of Yevamos, we shouldn't have agudos agudos, different groups of Jews doing different things. And therefore, we don't want one set of Jews having lulav being docha Shabbos, and other Jews, lulav not being docha Shabbos. All right, what about Yantav Sheni? What about Yantav Sheni in Chutz La'aretz and one day in Eretz Yisrael? So, Ezra, we'll talk about that in a minute. But this is the issue, the Isser of Agudas Agudos. V'nir ekish de toros. And it'll appear like two toros. Again, a topic that comes up all the time. Comes up in terms of wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed, having some people wearing tefillin, some people not wearing tefillin, having one town, having some people holding the first day of first part of Svira, and the other town, the other part holding the second part of Svira, and all of these, is this acceptable or not in terms of these different minhagim? So either way, Rashi claims the Gemara that here we would say it's an issue of losis go the do. Says Rav Salvechik here in the Rishimo Shiurim, explaining Rashi, he says tsarach iyun. He says hare gam bizman hamikdash ein laasos agudos agudos. V'lama ba'osan hayamim dachi lebnei Eretz Yisrael. What does the Gemara say? Bizman Azeh, we're worried, and therefore we're not going to have Bnei Eretz Yisrael being Doche. But what about Bizman HaMikdash? Then there was a difference, right? In Bizman HaMikdash, there was a difference. There was a difference then. Why weren't we worried about Losis go to do then? So explains Rav Salvechik. Venire, ki iser Losis go to do. Shayach bein tzibur litzibur, o bein yechidim liyechidim. If there are two tzibur's in one area, or different yechidim in one area, so that's already a problem of Losis go to do, and you have to explain. Bizman hazeh, b'nei Eretz Yisrael, b'nei Hagola, mahavim shnei tziburim. Va'aser sheyasu agudos agudos. V'lochein ina docha klal. Today, Bizman hazeh, says Rav Salvechik, there are different seaboards. The B'nai Eretz Yisrael and B'nai Galus are different seaboards. And therefore, that would be a problem of agudos agudos, and therefore it's not docha. L'um hazeh. But Bizman shekavu chadashim al pi re'iya. But when, in the time of the Mikdash, shekivan shekavu chadashim be'Eretz Yisrael, says there was only one seaboard, Bizman HaMikdash. The B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Everybody else in the world were considered yechidim. So yechidim, as compared to a tzibur, says that's not a problem of losis go to do. Dafko the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, yesh adin shel klal Yisrael kulo. Ki rak klal Yisrael koveyas achadashim. Aval B'nai Agola shebyamim ha'em nitan adin shel yechidim. Yechidim klal Yisrael einam agudas agudos. And therefore, it could be doche in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laaretz. Where does this come from? It could come from the fact that there's a Mikdash, that's Ma'achid, that is the center of Klal Yisrael's existence, and the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, who are surrounding the Mikdash, they have the halacha of Tzibur, and that's why there wouldn't be a problem of Agudas Agudos. So what about Bizman Hazeh? What about Bizman Hazeh, as we said? So one has to say that really, if it's not done, Midina, it's done Mitzan Minhag Avoseinu, what used to be done Bizman HaMikdash, so it's a holdover from that, and that's why it's not a problem. Whatever reason is allowed because of Bizman HaMikdash, that reason still applies Bizman HaZeh. To be misaking something new today. So that was the problem that the Gemara says of Agudas Agudos, to make a Zechel HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael and not make the Zechel HaMikdash in Golos. To say Lubav is Docha on day one, that would be a problem because La'achar HaMikdash, so there's equality. But a Minog Avoseinu Biyadeinu, of Sveika Dioma, so that's just a holdover, that's a keeping up what was done by Zman HaMikdash, and therefore Lechora, that wouldn't be a problem of Losis going to do. Okay, so now the Gemara says, so if we say that it's not Doche for anyone, Ve'alakasha HaNitarti, so we're back to the Brises, the Mishnayis that we asked on yesterday's daf. We answered a contradiction between them by saying, well, there's a difference between Mikdash and not. So the Tanichada Kalha Molichanos Lavem Laharabayas. The earlier brisa that we had was that all of Klal Yisrael, the nation, brought their lulas to Harabayas before Shabbos. V'tani Idach Labesa Knesses, and the other Mishnah said to Shul. Umitartzinan, and we answered earlier, Kabbis Bizmancha Besa Mikdash Kayim, Kabbis Mancha Isa Besa Mikdash Kayim. But we can't answer that anymore. Because now we're saying, when there's no Zman HaMikdash, that it's not Doche at all. So what do you mean you bring it to the shul beforehand? No, it's not Doche, you don't touch it at all. So the Gemara has to come up with another answer. Lo, idi v'idi v'zman she Beis HaMikdash Kayim, v'lo kasha kam b'mikdash kam b'gvulin. The difference is only b'Beis HaMikdash Kayim, because that's the only time you're shaking a lulav on Shabbos. And the difference is b'mikdash and b'gvulin. B'mikdash you bring it to Har HaBayis, and b'gvulin you bring it to Beis HaKnesses. Period. Okay, we go weiter. Amale Abaya le Rava or le Rava. Maishna lulav davdin le Shiva zechel Mikdash. Why is it that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai enacted that we would shake a lulav for 7 days bizman hazeh zechel Mikdash, right? Every day except Shabbos. Umaishna a Rava de lo avdin le Shiva zechel Mikdash. Why don't we have a Rava? They did a Rava every day. We only do a Rava on Hoshana Rava, right? So why is lulav every day and a Rava is not? Amale. Ho'il va'adam yotzi dechavaso ba'arava shebelulav. Well, you have an arava anyway in your lulav. So if you have an arava anyway, so you don't need a separate zecher for the arava. There's an amazing havamina that there's a connection between the arava of mitzvah's arava and the arava in the lulav. As we'll see later on, they're two separate ideas. But this is the havamina. And you might say, well, it's just because it's a zecher. You're right, it's two separate mitzvahs. But once we're making a zecher for it, so we don't have to be so extreme for the zecher of arava, because you already have an arava in the lulav. So Amar Leis, the Gemara rejects it. It says, "Ahu mishem lulavu to kavilei." Even in the world of zecher, You can't say that you're going to take this Arava to be remember the Arava for Hoshana Rabbah and the Arava for the separate mitzvah of the Mizbeach. That's the separate mitzvah, the Dalaminim. So that's, you can't say that. V'chitem, and if you want to say, well, maybe we should enact to call Magvalei v'hadar Magvalei. Maybe you should lift it up twice. Once for the Zecher of the Dalaminim, and the other one for the Zecher of the Arava, of the Mikdash. So the Gemara said, no, v'maisa b'chol yom, delokav dinanachi, Chazal did not enact that. So the question is, why not? So the Gemara answers, Amar Azvid, Mishmei de Rava, Lulav de Oraisa, Avdinan Shiva Zechel Amikdash. Lulav, which is the Oraisa for all 7 days in the Beis Amikdash. So, and it's Mefurish. So that is why we make a Zechel Amikdash. Arava de Rabbanan, Lo Avdinan Le Zechel Shiva Zechel Amikdash. And Arava is not. Arava is de Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, really? It's de Rabbanan? Well, we just said that no, it's the Oraisa. The question is what the source is. Laman. What is Rizvid in the name of Rava mean? Who is it according to that Arava is Durabanan? Ilei mala Abba Shaul. Is it according to Abba Shaul who we mentioned? Ha'amar. He says, what's the source for Arava? Arvei Nachal Ksiv. Shtayim. Achas Lulav, achas Lamikdash. The source for Arava is a Drasha. Drasha Daraisa. Il Rabbanan Hilchza Gemirala. And the Rabbanan hold is Allah Moshe B'Sinai. So either way, it's Daraisa. Damar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan Mishum, Rebbe Nechunya Ishbakas, Beis Charsan, Eser Netios, Arava V'Nisakabayim Allah Moshe B'Sinai. Remember, this was the package. Eser Netios was the 10 young trees in proximity of each other are allowed to be watered and worked the entire area all the way up until Shemitah, right? Tosefes Shvius, even Bizman HaMishta, when it did apply, does not apply to the case of Eser Netios, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and Arava and Nisach HaMayim. Nisach HaMayim, which is, itself is a separate Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So they're both Arais according to everybody. So what's Rav Zvid in the name of Rava talking about? So again, go back to the question. Why is there Bizman HaZeh, Lamaisa? Why do we only have a Rava on Hoshana Rava and Lulav every day? So the Gemara explains itself. Ella Amar Zvid Mishrei de Rava, Lulav de Islei Iker Min HaTorah, Bigvulin Abdina Le Shiva Zechel HaMikdash. You're right, they're both Daraisa, but Lulav has at least a Pasuk in Chumash. If it has an Iker Min HaTorah, right, it's Smachtim Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yamim. So it's not explicit that it's for all 7 days, but that's how we understand it. So a lulav that has an ikar min haTorah, so that's why we have a zechel mikdash all 7 days. Arava de lesnei ikar min haTorah, bigvulin lo avdin and shiva zechel mikdash. But arava, which doesn't have an ikar min haTorah, so it's enough to have 1 day as a zecher lemikdash. Period. Okay, and a number of points to talk about. Number one is, so what do we do? So bizman hazeh, we do arava only on the last day. And what do? We do chibut arava. What do we do? So look at the Me'iri right here. The Me'iri says, Bizman hazeh, we do chibut arava on a kli or on karka. On the kli, on the karka. And the Me'iri notes, Umiksas chasidim noagim lachbot ba al hadukhan o al dofen delasos ha'aron. When the exact lashon here. It says on the delasos ha'aron, he says, why the doors of the Aron? So you can say we throw it on top of the Aron, but we do it on the Shulchan, we do it on the Bima. So the Mefarshim explained that the Bima is our Mizbeach. Right? Just like Mizbeach was in the middle of the Azara, so too our Bima is in the middle of our shuls, right? The Chasam Sofer has an important shuva where he rails against putting the bimas in the front of the shul because that's the dumya de chugos ha'akum, right? They have their ceremonies in the front of the shul. You got to have it in the middle, just like the mizbeach, and that's why the Me'iri says that the banging against the mizbeach or the leaning it up against the bima is zecher to the mizbeach. And Reb Chaim is quoted in a number of sources. In the Nefesh HaRav here, it's quoted as well. That Reb Chaim, he used to stand up his Arava all Hoshana Rabbah morning. He used to stand up his Arava on next to the Bima. Dugmas Vashabezdin, Izofin, Murbiyah Shal Rabbah, Besidiyam Mizbeach. And after that, he used to take it to be Chovin. Because he assumed that the Bima, which is Dumyad Mizbeach, and therefore, he took this connection very seriously. What are we banging? What's the purpose of the Chibut Arava? Right, one of the more unusual ceremonies that we have in throughout the year. If you look in Yechaveh Das, Rav Adya writes in Chelek Gimel, Simin Memches, he was asked this question. what is the makar for chibat arava, and what is the purpose? That he was also asking you to take your arava out of your lulav and use that, which Shabbesha will get to soon. So first of all, he says, in some machzarim, there's a hinini muchan before chibat arava. Hinini bala kaye mitzvah chibat arava. He says, you shouldn't say that, because it's not a mitzvah. As we'll get to soon, it's a minag. It's a minag, but it's not a mitzvah. He says it's a ta'us. It should be minag nevi'im, as is explained. But what is the reason for chibutz? Now he explains from the Tshuvas HaGaonim. He says the Medrash tells us, lulav domel l'shidro shel adam. Remember the dalaminim are all part of the different the parts of the body of a person. The lulav is the spine, and the hadas are the eyes, and the arava is the mouth, the lips. Aravas are the lips, and the esrog is the heart. Up until Hoshana Rabbah, Bnei Yisrael are oskim b'mitzvahs. Right, we have so many mitzvahs. Yom Kippur, and between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and the Dalan Minim. Today's the last day. Hoshana Rabbah is the last day. All of a sudden, we're not going to have any more mitzvahs. We want to close the mouth of any makatreg who will say anything. So the aravos, which are symbolic of the mouth, we bang, we're chovet. We close it off. V'im, he says, Yisrael sh'eitanei v'takivim bo b'mitzvahs, v'im haya ba'asad l'kadri k'neg donim, up until now, haya misbatel al-yidei ribu ya'mitzvahs, ach mikanu l'haba, anu romzim b'chavita so'arava b'karka, we bang, in order to say, shekol pet, sheyakum alinu l'katrig, lo yuchal lanu v'yipol arza, should fall to the floor, should go to the ground, should be banged on the floor. So that's the symbolism. L'chadchila, one should not take the arava out of the lulav. He says, if you don't have a choice, we'll get to, then one can. If one can't do it, you can even give it to your friend if he doesn't have his own, as long as there are a couple of leaves left on the branch. So we'll get to, Baruch Hashem, soon. What is the, actually, we can see it in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, actually, on the Beis will do it. The minhag is to take the arava and to bang it. We'll see what, in Teferi Samach Dalal, we'll get there on Amid Beis, how many times and how many Aravas one has to hold. But either way, that is, we have a Zeichel HaMikdash, only one day for the Arava, and not 7 days for, like the Lulav has. Keep in mind, whenever you have a Lacha Moshe B'Sinai, I'd like to mention the other Chiddush of Reb Chaim, quoted in Machalas Asuros, and that is, there are two types of Halacha Moshe B'Sinais. It's always important to keep in mind. There's actually a stira in the Rambam. The stira in Mishneh Torah versus Pirshim Mishnayis at the end of Zvachim. Nisuch HaMayim, right, what's mentioned here. If I'm a Nasech Mayim Bachutz, is that an Isser? Do I get Malkus for that? Do I get Malkus for being Menasech Mayim Bachutz? So there's a stira in the Rambam. Question is, usually the rule is, you don't get Malkus for Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Only get Malkus for a Dabar HaMefurish B'Kra. So why would I get Malkus for Nisuch HaMayim? So explains Reb Chaim, there are two types of Halacha Moshe B'Sinais. And it's kind of, you have to work backwards in the Rishonim to know which type it is. What he calls a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai HaMichadeshes, and Halacha Moshe B'Sinai HaMifareshes. Some Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is telling you something totally new, that I would never have known before, like we had earlier in the Masechta. Chatzitzin, Mechitzin, Gud Asik, Lovewood, all of these, those are new ideas. We'd never have known that without Moshe Rabbeinu. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, they're mechadeshes. But then there are Halacha Moshe B'Sinai's hamifareshes, that expand prior definitions. We have a certain institution, and Halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me, expand your understanding of that institution. And that comes up at various times. The example given in the Rambam. The Rambam writes that an Arel who does Avoda is Mechal the Avoda and he gets Malkus. What's the source for an RL doing avoda, not being able to do avoda, an RL Kohen? Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Saka the Rambam says you get Malkus. So the Rambam says himself, the Rambam in Klei HaMikdash, I think, the Rambam says, RL Sha'avad Harei Hu Kizar. What does that mean? The Halacha Moshe B'Sinai isn't telling me something totally new. He's saying, expand your definition of what a Zar is. A Zar is not only a non-Kohen. A Zar is someone who is not a Kohen Mahul. And therefore, an RL is a Zar. And therefore, the Torah says a Zar gets Malkus. So if a Zar gets Malkus, so too a RL could get Malkus, right? So that is the expansion of that definition. So here too, when the Torah says that there's a Chiddush, the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai says that there's an Avoda called Nisuch HaMayim, is that something totally new? Or is that expanding our definition of Avoda? And doing Avoda Bachutz is an Issa D'Oraisa. That's before Shbikra. So maybe Nisuch HaMayim is also included in that. So again, in every Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, one has to ask, is it Mifareshes, is it Mechadeshes? The context of that Reb Chaim is by Netaravai in Chutz La'aretz. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, is that an expansion of real Netzer Ravai? Is that something new? Or Arla? Arla's Chutz La'aretz. And Nafka Mina would be, is there Ravai in Chutz La'aretz? Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Omar Reish Lakish. What's we're talking about? Who is allowed to go near the Mizbeach? So the Gemara says, who is allowed to do the Arava ceremony? Kohanim Ba'ali Mumim Nichnasin Bein Ulam Ala Mizbeach Kedei Latzis Ba'arava. Kohanim or Ba'ali Mumim, who usually cannot do the Avodah, who are usually focused on checking the wood they used to use for the Mizbeach, and they used to be able to get a portion of the meat. But the Kohanim Ba'ali Mumim are allowed to go between the Ulam, that's the Heichal, and the Mizbeach, in order to go around Ba'arava. They're allowed to do this, right, even though the whole year they're usher to go there, as Rashi explains based on the Mishnah in the first parak in Kalim. But here they're allowed to. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, mi amra, who says? Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, his brother-in-law. So Gemara said, mi amra, ha'iyu amra, what do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan himself holds it. Tamar of Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishir Rabbi Nechunya, Ishbakas, Becharson, Eser Netios, Arabah, V'nisach, Amayim, Malchum, Moshe, V'sinai. What do you mean? He himself holds that this is a chova, it's an obligation that Bali Mumi could also take part in. So what do you mean? You agree it's a chiv? So the Gemara says, no, this is what his question was. Elami Amra Benetila Dilma Vizakifa. His question was, who says there's a mitzvah of Netilas Arava? Maybe it's just a kifa, and therefore who says Bali Mumin could go there to just stand it up? Mi Amra Bali Mumin Dilma Bitamimim. That's what he wondered. He wondered if it would be allowed. But the Gemara says in the name of Reish Lakish that Bali Mumin can. If you look in the Chachme Svar right here, if you look in the Ritva, the Ritva says, even if there's a chiyuv, why would they be able to, according to Reish Lakish? The Mishnah says, Eser Kedusha Sein, in the first parak in Caleb, and one of them is Bein Ha'ulam Balam Izbeach, which the Mishnah says, She'ein Kohanim Bali Mumin Uprei Rosh Nechnasim Lusham. So the Ritva says, you have to say, and this is a Chiddush Gadol, which Machlokas Rishonim had to understand all of those levels in the first parak in Kalim, you have to say that that's not a Din D'Oraisa. It's a Maila D'Rabbanan. That area of Bein Ha'ulam V'la Mizbeach, that Kedusha, is a D'Rabbanan level. And therefore, the Rabbanan can knock it out to give the chance to Bali Mumin to do this quote-unquote Avoda. Zarim! Azar can't go in there at all. Azar is a D'Oraisa to go in there. A Baal Kohen Baal Mum is only Durabanan. V'okasha, tahi lav d'oraisa yela ma'alihi Durabanan. V'hacha ukma din Torah mishum hakafas mitzvahs arava shel Torah. Aval zarim sha'asurim likani sham min ha'Torah, ein nechnasim sham af lahakafa. He wouldn't go in even for hakafa. Only a zar, which is asa d'oraisa, to be in there, and not a Kohen Baal Mum. Okay, there's Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Machlokas, whether this is an Issa D'Oraisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan for Bali Mumin to go in, you can look in the Rambam, in Lo Saseh Samach Tes. Weiter. Says the Gemara, Itmar, here's the main Machlokas, Arava, how do we classify this Inyan, I should call it? Don't call it a Mitzvah, because that's going to be the Machlokas. The idea of walking around with the Arava, around the Mizbeach, every day of Sukkot, in the Beis HaMikdash, and today we do it as a Zecher on the last day. What is that? So Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Chad Amar Arava Yisod Neviim. Yisod Neviim means it's a real takana derabanan, that how they explained it. The Chad Amar Arava Minag Neviim. It's a Minag Neviim. What does it mean? Yisod Neviim. Rashi, Takanas Neviim Achronim Chagai Zacharya Malachi. It was a takana of the last Neviim. Shahayu mi misakni takanos Yisrael biyanshak nesagadola. Right, the Yisod Neviim means they made a takana. And the other opinion says, no, it's minhag neviim. What's the nafka mina? The Gemara is going to say explicitly, but Rashi already says it here, whether you'd make a bracha. You sow neviim, you'd make a bracha. It's a real din. Minhag neviim, you would not make a bracha. Tistayim, derab Yochanan, hu da'amar, you sow neviim. Right? Let's prove derab Yochanan is the one that says you sow neviim. Da'amar, bivam, rab Yochanan, arab, you sow neviim, he tistayim. Okay. It's beferish. Rashi has an important line I forgot to mention. Rashi, where he alludes to the later Gemara, where he says, nafka mina, that you don't need a bracha. Look at Rashi's line. Delek alameimar vitzivanu. Because you can't say vitzivanu if there's a minhag. Diafilu bichla lo sasur leka. Because it's not included in lo sasur. Lo sasur, do not stray from the rabbis. Yaminu smo. Pasuk am beginning of shoftim. So minhagim are not included in that. That's why you can't make a bracha. Vitzivanu by derabanan is good enough because of lo sasur. But minhagim are not included in that. So remember, that's beferish against the Rambam. The Rambam explicitly includes Daraisas, Darabanan, then even Minhagim in Losasar. The Rambam, beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, says Beferish that Minhagim are included in Losasur. So, according to the Rambam, the Rambam agrees that you don't make a bracha on this. So, either because he holds Minhag Nevi'im, but even if not, you have to say this is a different type of Din Darabanan. But the Rambam says Beferish that Losasur does include Minhagim, unless you say there's no machlokes, there are different types of Minhagim. More serious Minhagim is what the Rambam is talking about, and a less serious Minhagim is what Rashi is talking about. But from the language of Rashi, it sounds very clear that it is this is not included in Lo Sasser, and it could be a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. So we continue. Says the Gemara, Amalei Reb Zeira Reb Yavahu Miyamar Reb Yochanan Hachi. Does Reb Yochanan really say this? That it is Yesod Nevi'im, that's a real Din D'Rabbanan? Miyamar Reb Yochanan Mishum Reb Nechunya Ishbakas Becharstone Eser Netios Arava V'nisa Chamei Malach Moshe V'Sinai. It's a Din D'Araisa. What are you talking about? It's Yesod Nevi'im, as we just said a couple of lines ago. It's either Malach Moshe V'Sinai or based on Arve, according to Abishol. So either Pshat is wrong. Reb Yochanan holds it's a D'Araisa. How could he even say it's Yesod Nevi'im? So Eshtomim Kishachada, Rabbi Avo thought for a minute and said, V'yamar, Shachachum V'chazer V'yistum. It wasn't in Daraisa, but it was forgotten during the time of Galus. Remember, these Anshe Knesset Gedola that Rashi just mentioned, Chag Ezrai Malachi, according to Chazal, Malachi was Ezra. Right, so it was, right, they went back after, at the beginning of Bayesheni to build it, so they forgot some Malachas when they went into Galus, and now they were re-miyaseid it. So it's really Din D'Araisa that they really were re-miyaseid. There is one line here in Rashi that the Maariz Chayes does not understand. Rashi says, Chazru v'yisdum al pi hadibur. Says the Maariz Chayes, what, they had like some type of nevuah to be miyaseid it? Lo b'shamayimi. Right, remember the Gemara Mesechas Temura Tezayin? The Gemara says there that Yeshua ben Nun forgot hundreds of halachas right when Moshe Rabbeinu died. And they were going to stone him. And he says, I have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, for what the answer is. But the Gemara says, Lo b'shamayim, he can't do that. He's got to come up with it himself. Until Asniel Be'kenaz came up with it with his pilpul. But you can't just get halacha from Shemayim. So it's Rashi talking about Alpi HaDibur. So Maariz Chayes just leaves him with Tzarachin. I don't know why Rashi says that. Right? Unless you say that Alpi HaDibur doesn't mean that they were told this, but they had just a certain type of divine inspiration to come up with it themselves. That's all about what Rashi might mean. Al pi hadibur that they, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure that these halachas came back, the Nisach HaMayim, and therefore he, behind the scenes, orchestrated that they figured it out themselves. But not dafka, they were told that al pi nevuah. That's what you have to say that Rashi means. Okay, either way, says the Gemara, Biyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, last line. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? That they forgot it and then they were brought it back? Biyam Rabbi Yochanan, Dilchon Amri, Dilhonhi. Rabbi Yochanan said to the Talmidim of Eretz Yisrael, he says, yours is really theirs. What does that mean? Rashi explains that when Rav Kahana had to run away from Bavel because of a certain incident that took place, that's quoted at the end of Bava Kamma, so he came and he sat in the shir with Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan was very impressed with Rav Kahana. And he says to his Talmidim over there, he says, ah, no, I thought we were the greatest learners. But I see now from Rav Kahana that he's very serious and he's a gibor. He's a gibor in the Melchamta Shel Torah. So you see there, Rabbi Yochanan gives great chashivus and great kavod to the Bnei Bavel that came. So what do you mean they forgot it in Bavel? In Bavel they were unbelievable learners, right? So how can you say that they were forgotten and then only once they came back they got it back? So Lokasha, Kanvik Mikdash, Kanvik Vulin. So you're right. Go back to the original question. And that is Daraisa versus Darabanan. How do you answer that question? So we don't keep the answer that they were remiyaseid it. It just means in the Mikdash it's midaraisa. It's halacha Moshe B'Sinai. In the Gvulin, what we do is that's the Yisod Nevi'im. That's the Din Darabanan. Okay. Vayter. Actually, beforehand. So this big Tosas we can spend the rest of the shir on, we'll just mention, right? This is the major Machlokes Rishonim about making brachos on Minhagim. And just to summarize the Machlokes. Everybody agrees that you don't make a bracha on chibut arava. That's explicitly in the Gemara. You know, nobody makes a bracha on banging the arava on Hoshana Rabbah. That's one extreme. Everybody agrees, based on the Gemara in Shabbos, that you make a bracha on the minhag of Yontif Sheni. In Chutz Laaretz, when you keep a second day Pesach, everybody says you make another alachilas matzah and alachilas marar, and the second day of Yontif, make all the brachas. Everybody agrees to that minhag, you make a bracha on. The Gemara says a beferish, because people would not take Yontif Sheni seriously if they wouldn't make brachos. Fine.
The machlokas is, what about everything else in the middle? So chibra rabba, for sure, you don't make a bracha. Yantav shini, you do make a bracha. What about everything else? So pshitas of ba'alei tosfos is that you make a bracha. You make a bracha. What's the other minog that is spoken about by the Rishonim? Saying halal on Rosh Chodesh. That's a minhag. Halal on Yantif is a mitzvah. Right? Maybe Daraisa, Rabbanan, that's the machlokas, Rambam and Ramban. Halal on Rosh Chodesh is a minhag. So do you make a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh? That's a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos right here, and many other places in Shas, where this comes up, in Tainus and elsewhere, Tosfos says, you make a bracha. He quotes all the days that you don't make a bracha. There are various gemaras. There's a gemara in Tainus that Rav walked into shul, and he sees them saying halal on Rosh Chodesh. He's like, what's happening here? I can't believe this. They're saying Hallel. And then all of a sudden he sees them skipping some paragraphs. So it's what we call Chatzi Hallel. And he says, oh, okay, I understand there's a Minhag. So the question is, what does that Gemara reflect about a bracha? Why didn't he know? Why didn't he know that it was a Minhag? Because they didn't make a bracha. It must be that they did make a bracha. That's how it's Mrs. Raya. What would the Rambam have to say? He walked in late. He walked in after the bracha. Right, a little difficult. But that's one of Tosfos' strong Rayas. The only reason that he knew it was a Minhag was because they said half Hallel. They must have said a bracha. So the Rambam, though, has to obviously read that Gemara differently, but that's this big Tosfos over here, going through all the different Gemaras about brachos on a minhag. But again, Lamaisa, Machlokas Tosfos in the Rambam, and it's Machlokas Mechaber in the Ramah. In Sephardic shuls, they do not say a bracha on Halal and Rosh Chodesh. While in Ashkenazic circles, the Ramah Paskins, like Tosfos, they do say a bracha on minhagim. But again, there's two minhagim that everybody agrees to, Yantav Sheni and Chibra Rava. If you want to look in the Svara for that Rambam, is that you can look, I don't have time right now, the Briska Rav in Hilchas Brachas talks about why Yontif Sheni is different for the Rambam. At root, it's a Chefsa Shal Mitzvah. It's just that Gavra is only Noheg it, Betores Minhag. But at root, it's a Chefsa Shal Mitzvah by Yontif Sheni. By a Rav, it's not a Chefsa Shal Mitzvah at all. Okay. Amar Rabbi Ami, a Rav Tzricha Shir, the Rav that you use has a minimum Shir. Ve'in and Nitalas Elabifnei Atzva, and you hold the Rav by itself. And you can't use your arava in the lulav. You gotta have a separate arava. Says the Gemara, Kiva Damar Mar, Ein Nitalas Elah B'fnei Atzma, once you say line 2, Pshita Dein Adam Yotzei B'arava Shebelulav. So for sure, line 3, you don't even have to say. Of course, yeah, that's the arava in the lulav has the other meaning with it. So the Gemara says, no, Ma'u Detema, Hani Mi Lehecha Dulo Agbe V'Hadar Agbe. You might have thought that you can't be Yotzei with arava in the lulav only if you only picked it up once. But you might think that it would work if you picked it up twice. Kamash Malan, still, it does not work. It does not work. You can't use your Arava Shebelulav. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tuf Reish Samach Dalid Sif Zayin. Sif Zayin. Here's the simon about Oshana Rabin about the Arava. So, Yesh says the Shulchan Aruch. Shir Arava Zu. We'll read it. It's going to come up in the Gemara in a minute. The Shulchan Aruch says, Shir Arava Zu, Afilo Allah Echad Bebat Echad, even one Arava would be okay. Al Kain, but the Ramah says you shouldn't do that because it's Mechuar. Nagu Lasos Hoshanas Yafim, Mishum Zek Keli Vianveyu. Make a Zek Keli Vianveyu. And the Shir, the length of Arava should be the length of the Lulav. Vachovit Ba Al Hakarka O Al Akli Pa'amayim O Shalosh. And you bang it on the ground or on a kli 2 or 3 times. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh omrim shetzarech l'naneah ba. This is the minhag of many, that before you do the chippah, you do the nanuim, just like you do for the lulav. You do that for the aravas in the ramah. V'nogu laso shteyem, shem nanim ba v'acher yachov tenosa. V'ein ane talas ala b'fnei atzma, shem lo yoga davar acher ima, aval mish biyado davar acher ein lachush. You shouldn't wrap something else with it. If you have something else in your hands, like a sitter, that is okay. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Ein Adam Yosi Yechavasa Barash Balulav. Afilu Higbiyo Osa Shtei Pa'amim. Even if you lift it up twice. Our Gemara. Echlashim Luv, Echlashim Arava. You're not Yotzei. Then he quotes, V'yesh Omrim. But there are those, right, the Rush, that if you don't have a choice, Sheyotzei, but you could use that if ain Brera. Okay, so that is the, how many do you do? How many do you pick up? So, many pick up 3. The Arizal, that's the minhag of Klal Yisrael generally. The Arizal says 5. Arizal says 5 Aravos. It's quoted right here in the Mishnah Berurah. Right, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, L'chadchila, to at least have 3. Or, the Arizal says, to have 5. Okay, let's continue to see where some of this comes from. Rav Chizam, Rabbi Yitzchak, Adam Yosef, Yechavaz, Rav Arash, Avalulav. Right, we said the Rosh Pasen is that way, but the Eved, the Kama Shi'ura, Amr, Rav Nachman, what's the minimum shir? Gimel, Bade, Alin, Lachim. 3. 3 Alin, moist Alin. Why 3? So the Ranier says, so it should be a heker that is different than the lulav. The lulav had two aravos, so this has at least three. So that's how the Arizal would understand the Gemara. At least three. But he said, I'll be Kabbalah five. For if Sheish is Amar, if you do Allah Echad Abad Echad, even one leaf or one branch, Allah Echad Abad Echad, Salkataitach, really? One leaf, one branch, it's nothing in your hand. Nobody can see it. Ela Ema Afilu Allah Echad Bibad Echad. Right? One and one. Rashi quotes here that our minhag is to have nice, long, beautiful ones. That's what Rashi here quotes. Right? Hashta Nagu Lahavi Murbios Anafim Aruchim Viyafim. Sheminkara Mitzvah Ba'ayin Yafeh. They have nice, beautiful Aravas, says Rashi. Okay, now we have a couple of statements of Aivu that are going to take us all the way to the Mishnah. Amar Aivu. Who was Aivu? Aivu was the father of Rav, and also he had descendants named after him. But here we're talking about the father of Rav. Amar Aivu. Havikaim nakami dir Rablazer bar Psadok. I was standing in front of him. The ICO Gavra Arava Kameh. He brought an Arava to him. Shakil Chavit Chavit V'lo Barach. He took it and he was Chovit. What does Chovit mean? Rashi says he shook it. Rambam says he banged it. So we do both. We do shaking and banging. Berich V'lo Barach. He didn't make a bracha. Kesavar Minag Neviim Hu. He held it was Minag Neviim. Right? You see, that's the Nafkamina between Minag Neviim and Yesod Neviim. Aivu v'chizkiya b'nei Barti d'Rav. Aivu and Chizkiya were the grandchildren of Rav. Right? Aivu was named after his great-grandfather. Aisu arav alakami d'Rav. Chavit chavit v'lo barich. Kesavar Minag Neviim Hu. Same thing. Amar Aivu havikim nakami d'Rav l'zabar tzadok. I was there. As l'kami hu gavra. A person came to him. And this is a totally different context, just because it was Aivu and the same people involved. Amalei, Kiryasa Isli, I have a little town, I have a kfar, Karmaya Isli, and I have a vineyard there, Zesaya Isli, I have olive groves there, Vasu B'nei Kiryasa, and the townspeople who live there come, and it's during the Shemitah year, the story took place, Umekashkishin B'Karmaya, they hoe in my vineyard, va'ochlin bizesaya, and as payment, they eat from the olives. Arech alo arech. Is that appropriate or not? They're hoeing, and then they take the payment from the olives. As we'll see, the question was only about the payment. The hoeing itself was mutter, as we'll see why. The problem is this okay for my paying my workers with perishmita? That was his question. Is it appropriate or not? Interesting, he didn't ask, is it mutter or usser? He just said, is it appropriate or not? Mr. We'll try to get back to that if we have time today. Havi kashavik leva azil. I'm sorry. Arech alo arech. Arech alo arech. So he says, no, no good. It's not appropriate. And without saying another word, havi kashavik leva azil. He left. He went out. Omar says, I've lived in this area, this land, for 40 years. I have never met a man that has gone in the righteous path as this one. This guy is unbelievable. What was so unbelievable? We'll have to see. But a few minutes later, he comes back in. He says, okay, so what should I do? What should I do? This is what they're doing. So why didn't he just ask that in the first place? So maybe that was his sidkus, that he didn't want another second for this to take place. So he went out to stop them, and now he goes back to say, okay, so how should I stop them permanently, though? So Amalei, he says, Afkir zisay lachasochaya, be mafkir your olives. Be mafkir them. So basically, you're not paying them. You're giving them to the aniyim. V'tein pritay lakishkushe kramim. And then pay. Pay with your money to the people who hoe in your vineyards. Don't let them take the olives. Just pay them with money. Period. Let's just finish the story and then maybe we'll talk more about the depths of the story tomorrow. Let's just finish. V'kishkushe mishari. Who says, why is hoeing mutter? It's Shemitah. V'atanya v'ashviyas tishbetenu unitashta. Tishbetena milakashkesh. You have to leave it from hoeing. Unitashta milasakel. Also from removing rocks. So, why is it mutter for the hoe? So Amar Rav Ukva Barchama, Tre Kishkushe Have. There are two types of hoeing during Shemitah, and two types of many activities. Chad Stume Pile, one is closing up the cracks of the tree to prevent infection in the tree. V'chad Avruye Ilani, and one is helping out the tree in a positive way. Avruye Ilani Aser Stume Pile Shari. You're allowed to prevent damage and to keep the status quo. That's mutter during Shemitah. Mashiach King doing better. Right? Doing better. Why is this? There's a line in Moi Katan also in Alach Lamaisa. You're allowed to try to keep the status quo during Shemitah. The question is, what is keeping the status quo versus what is making the tree better? So Rashi in Moi Katan and Daf Gimel seems to say, well, it's Makam Hefsid, so it's, that's why it's mutter. The problem is the Ritva there says if it's Daraisa, it doesn't matter if it's Malkum Hafsid. So the Ritva explains there, no, it's not called Avoda. What does that mean? It's not called Avoda. Very important Ritva. Ritva in Moed Katan Daf Gimel. Why is it not called Avoda? Explains the Chazon Ish. There are different definitions of Avoda for Hilcha Shabbos and Hilcha Shmita. For Hilcha Shabbos, any type of Avoda Sakarka is included in Zoraya. It's going to be Usser. But when it comes to Shmita, no. There's a special din, special definition for Shmita. The Ukme Ilana the Shari Ainu Allah Bishvias should taklis or iser hat smicha, growth. If what you're doing is not classified as growth, it's called prevention of damage, so then it's mutter. Avo Bishabish Shitaklis Isr Torah Adam Bimalacha Afukmi Ilana Bikal Noteya. So there's different definitions of malacha. Important Chazon Ish explaining that Ritva. Different definitions of avoda for Hilcha Shabbos and Hilcha Shmita. And that's why there's going to be a difference. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll start with the Aruch Laner tomorrow, by Hashem, that discusses the depths of this story. What exactly was he asking? Why didn't he say Usser and Mutter? So we'll get back to that. By Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with more of the Hoshanas, what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Next couple of days are jam-packed, right? Every daf in Sukkah is jam-packed, but there's so much here. Tomorrow is the source and shas for the 30 Lamed Vav Sadikim, Hidden Sadikim, and a lot more coming up. Okay, we'll stop here.